Parental discretion advised. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Geo's Passion, where some of the names have been changed to protect the innocent and not so innocent. Enjoy the ride. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Geo's Passion. My name is Jack, and I'm your host. Today's first topic, another round of lockdowns. With Pfizer and Moderna 94% done with positive trial results, and Pfizer announcing it applied for an emergency authorization use for its vaccine on Friday, many big states are still locking down again. I'll give you New York and Florida numbers and show you why it doesn't make sense in these two states. Second topic, Thanksgiving 2020. Don't be a turkey and go visit your family and friends. I reveal the misuse of law enforcement by major crime cities when it comes to COVID-19 enforcement. Remember to leave a message by clicking on the message button or the link below the description. Also, favorite Geo's Passion, GIOSPASSION, and subscribe to keep in touch and be notified when a new episode comes out. Now, on to the show. Shout out time. Hey, everybody. So today's first shout out is to all of the small business owners and entrepreneurs. Like I shouted out last month, Heather and her Heather's Sweet Treats. Again, you can find her on Instagram at heathers.sweet.treats and Facebook at heathers.sweet.treats. And also, check out the Cocoa Bombs video on Heather's social media. It's pretty cool how they do that. Another hardworking boss babe is Eileen with Downtown Social in Tampa. Check out the store and delicious pics on Instagram. Instagram Downtown Social, but it's spelled without the O's on the down in the town. So you have DWNTWNSOCIAL on Instagram. And on Facebook, it's Downtown Social TPA. Again, without the O's in the down in the town, you have DWNTWNSOCIAL TPA. These women work hard to make their business run and are motivated to not be like everyone else. When you get a chance, check out, like, follow both of these ladies on Facebook and Instagram. They would definitely appreciate it. Also, check out this. Second shout out is to all those college kids coming back home. Like my youngest, my electricity bill is going to go up. My water bill is going to go up. Everything's going to go up. But anyway, I'm going to give a shout out to all of you from FSU, USF, UF, FAU, FIU, FCU, FGCU, FAMU, UM, UT, and the many state and community colleges. They've had to endure a lot with COVID-19 and the numerous disruptions, but in the end, it will make them stronger and better people. My final shout out might be a funny one to you, but it's so true. My final shout out is the mayors and governors of the northeastern states who are forcing people to move down to Florida, especially to the Tampa Bay area. I want you residents to know that I've been busy with real estate market, especially the new construction market, but I'm here to help you buy or sell a home. Just message me and I'll set up an appointment so we can meet and get your real estate needs taken care of. You can also give my contact information to family and friends. I'll help them out. My recent clients, Maryland, New York, Connecticut. Hey, that's what I'm saying. If you're moving down, I'm here to help you. You can also check out my webpage at tampaluxhomes.com. That's T-A-M, P as in Paul, A-L-U-X-E-H-O-M-E-S.com, and reach out to me there. Thanks for everything. And now on to the first topic. Hey, Hey, everybody. So today's first topic is another round of lockdowns. So as you can see, New York, California, and other locations are shutting down again. Remember when they criticized Florida for opening up 100%? Well, let's look at the numbers again. All right. As you know, on my previous podcast, Opening Up America, I gave you numbers. And that's what I do. I give you numbers and I show you where it makes sense and where it doesn't make sense. So again, we're going to go over the numbers. Population of New York State, 19.4 million people. Population of Florida, 21.9 million people, which means that Florida has 2.4 million more people than New York. All right. Coronavirus infections, 590,000, which is 3.04% for New York. Coronavirus infections in Florida, 924,000, which equals 4.21% of its population. So Florida has 334,000 more cases of coronavirus than New York. Yet, okay, it's 1.17% more cases. All right. So there is a doubling, you know, pretty much in the amount of coronas cases in Florida than New York. All right. But this is the other thing. Coronavirus deaths, 33,696, which is a 0.17%. Okay, death for all the residents of the state of New York. Now, when it comes to Florida, you have coronavirus deaths, 17,888, which is a 0.08% amount of death rate. Okay, so Florida, though we have a larger population, a larger senior population at that, we have 15,808 less deaths, which is a 0.09% less deaths. Okay. So again, even though we have a larger population, we have double the amount of infections, we have less than the deaths in all of the state of New York. But even though New York has 3.04%, okay, our infection rate is higher, yet we're open up 100% and they're shut down. To go into the numbers even further, the highest cases in the state of New York, of course, are in New York City because they live, you know, head to toe, right on top of each other. Now, New York City has a population of 8,550,971 people. Okay, the highest cases in Florida are in Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties. Okay, so now, Miami-Dade has a population of 2,834,352, 1,984,840 for Broward, and 1,517,150 for Palm Beach County, which account for 6,336,342, okay? So with that said, in New York City, there's 296 cases, which for their population is 3.46%, okay? For those three counties in Florida, it's 371,047 cases, which is 5.86%. So again, we have a higher rate than in New York and New York City, and they're shutting down and we're still open, okay? But this is where it makes a little bit of a difference, okay? When Cuomo put all those people in the nursing home and they died, okay? Instead, Governor DeSantis, you know, sending the National Guard to help testing and segregating those seniors in those nursing homes. In New York City, there were 24,188 deaths, which is 0.28% of the New York City population, where in those three counties in Florida, we had 7,008 deaths, which is 0.11%. Not 11%, 0.11%. So you see, the numbers, it's crazy, all right? So here we go. With that math, Florida is open, including schools. Okay, if you looked at the New York Post recently, you saw de Blasio and Cuomo shut down the schools again. Florida is open, including the schools. Okay, now, when you watch the news and they tell you the world's going to end due to COVID-19 case spike, do the math for yourself. And when you do the math, you'll realize it's a control thing more than an infection thing. Okay, my clients have been coming from Baltimore, Connecticut, and not only are they more comfortable and free, but the money they made in selling their homes and coming to Florida has allowed them to have a better life for them and their families, okay? So finally, with all those numbers I give you, I do my research. And these are the numbers that, if presented properly by the media, would show how stupid and how controlling these mandates and closures are. Even though I hate wearing a mask inside a store, which I do. The other day I went to Lowe's to pick up some, I think it was 12 by 12 tiles so I could put it in my backyard because I want to do a cornhole setup and stuff like that. Bro, when you're lifting that up and the sun's hitting you, because you know how Lowe's and Home Depot both have the yard area, which is open to the sun and, you know, and the heat. Man, I'm not a spring chicken anymore. Picking those up, it was hot and annoying, and you're breathing heavy, and then you got a mask to constrict you. That's a pain in the butt. So, but that said, you know, you got to wear these masks, and I hate wearing them in the store. But as I said before, the rules of the store are the rules of the store. If I'm going to patronize a place and that store says, hey, you have to wear a mask, I have to follow it or go shopping somewhere else. And most of the places nowadays, they're going to tell you to wear a mask, okay? Let me tell you, I definitely prefer to be a little inconvenient and go to my bars, restaurants, and retail stores than be locked down and see local economy and small businesses be shut down. The other day, there was a report in the news that says, yeah, the people who made the most money are the big box stores and Jeff Bezos from Amazon. Why? Because people order online, they get it delivered to their house. Millions and millions and millions of dollars they're making during this coronavirus lockdown and shutdown. Yet the small mom and pop stores are going out of business, okay? Because the small mom and pop stores are dealing with life in real time. They don't have all that non-discretionary funds that they can spend out of the blue, all right? So that's why I'm saying, look at the numbers. It's all garbage, okay? The shutdowns and the lockdowns and stuff like that with a 99% recovery rate. You know, I mean, come on. Really? Really? All right? So Cuomo and California Governor Gavin Newsom, stop the lockdown. Stop the control. Stop trying to be dictators. All right? You guys talk about Trump trying to be a dictator. You guys are the dictators, all right? Controlling your people. Can't go to church. Can't go to restaurants. Can't go play sports. Come on. Really? Ridiculous. Like I said, Florida's open for business. All right. Even Disney World expanded their 20% to 35% now. Okay. So what's that tell you? Hey, and that's the happiest place on earth. So like I said, leave me a message on the voice message tab or on my social media pages and let me know where you're from and what the virus and your local government's reactions and handling of it is. And I can, you know, if it's good enough, I'll have it put on the air, and then we'll take more opinions from there. So other than that, like I said, follow the numbers, do your research, and these lockdowns are garbage, okay? And if you're ready to move from up northeast down to Florida, come see me. All right, on to the next topic. Hey, everybody. So today's topic number two is Thanksgiving 2020. Don't be a turkey and go visit your family and friends. As topic number one today talked about lockdowns, many of the same places trying to control your Thanksgiving dinner and even talking about sending the police to enforce the restrictions, okay? So let me get this right. So the cops got nothing better to do than knock on your door, count how many people are there, okay? And if you're in violation of the COVID-19 restrictions, all of a sudden we're going to either lock you up or we're going to give you a ticket. That's garbage, okay? So to me, personally, instead of worrying about who's coming to dinner, the politicians in those places, all right, with the limitations like New York, LA, Chicago, Atlanta, and Minnesota should worry more about the police enforcing crime. Wait, you mean there's still crime during COVID and during riots and during all this other stuff? And even during Thanksgiving, there's crimes? Well, let me tell you what's going on. Remember, before I said the COVID lockdowns is a control thing. I said it in the episode before this one, topic one. I said it in numerous episodes in my other podcasts. You can listen to them. Opening Up America and other ones like that. Okay. It has nothing to do with the pandemic itself. If there was no crime taking place in those cities, then I could see why the politicians might want to use police to enforce their control. Okay. But as we all know, if there was no crime, okay, we would need no laws and we would need no enforcement of the laws, okay? So this is what's going on, all right? I can agree if, you know, if there's no crime, you don't need law enforcement. But you do need law enforcement, okay? And the other thing is, don't control my dinner. Don't control who's coming to my house, okay? A meme on social media recently that I saw had it posted. And it said, my permission slip, in quotes. And the picture showed the Declaration of Independence, okay? So since I'm a numbers guy, let's see what I can come up with. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you in those cities that I mentioned previously, the crime numbers compared to 2019. And let's see if we can use the resources of police, sheriffs, law enforcement to deal with COVID-19 restrictions since everything else is hunky-dory and there's no crime going on. So let's start with my hometown of New York, okay? The NYPD numbers can be found at CompStat, C-O-M-P-S-T-A-T dot NYPDonline.org, okay? They show the numbers to date. And the only numbers I'm going to show are the murder numbers, all right? Because those are really, really, really dire. So if murders are, murders are up and they're extreme, then, all the other crimes are going to follow, no matter what. Because if you can't control murders, you can't control anything else. So here we go from New York, okay? The number of murders has gone up from 295 murders in 2019 to 405 in 2020. That's a 37.7% increase. And the year's not over yet, okay? We still have a month and a half left. The year's not over yet, okay? So that's New York. But you think, you know what? It's okay, Cuomo. It's okay, de Blasio. Let's worry about who's coming over to dinner, okay? All right, so that's New York. But no, Chicago's got to be better, right? Chicago with the south side of Chicago. That's where President Obama came from. He took care of everything in Chicago. Chicago is a renaissance right now. It's beautiful. Mayor Lightfoot, she's handling business. Everything's, beautiful there. Bull. The Chicago PD numbers can be found at chicagopolice.org under the tab Statistics and Data. The murder rate, okay, it's 692. So 692 people so far in 2020 have been killed, okay, compared to 451 in 2019. So that's a 53% increase from last year. So that's even more than New York, okay? And Mayor Lightfoot is talking about, let's get the cops to find out how many people are going to dinners and Thanksgiving and not social distancing. All right, so you know what? That's the East Coast. That's the Midwest. Hey, let's go to LA. Let's go to the West Coast because, everything's cool there. There's no gangs. There's no shootings. Nothing's going on in LA. It's beautiful out there. So the LAPD numbers can be found at lapdonline.org/statistical_data. Okay. The murders in LA for 2020 are 289. Compared to 2019's number of 232, which is a 24.6% increase. But wait a minute. If everybody's shut down, everybody's locked down, everybody's inside the house, based on the governor, Governor Newsom, and I forgot the name of the mayor, Salcedo, I think it is, in LA. Wait a minute. There should be nobody on the street. Nobody should be getting killed, right? Wrong. There's still murders taking place there. Okay, and it's a 24.6% increase. All right, you know what? Let's go to Hotlanta. Okay, I've been to Atlanta. I used to like Atlanta. I changed my mind, and you can read about that in two previous podcasts. I did a take back pretty much of that one, a correction. But Atlanta, okay, the APD, also known as Atlanta Police Department numbers, can be found at www.atlantapd.org under the crime statistics tab, which shows 128 murders for 2020 and 90 murders for 2019, which is a 42% increase. Now you sit back and you look at it, you go, man, 128 murders for this year compared to 600 and something for Chicago. Hey, that is not a lot compared to Chicago, but for Atlanta, that is a lot. You understand? Because Atlanta is safer than Chicago. But now you got a 42% increase in murders. Heh, not that safe anymore, okay? And finally, let's go to the defund police capital of the world, all right? The place that they are actually funding money to have outside police come in and patrol their streets because the Minnesota City Council, you know, a bunch of morons, okay? So let's see what this is because, you know, now that the cops are not there, everything's beautiful, it's kumbaya, peace, love, and joy, and there's no crime at all. There is no crime at all. So let's see. The MPD, Minnesota Police Department numbers can be found at www.minneapolismn.gov. Then type in crime stats into the search bar and you'll find 2020, 73 murders. Okay. Wow, 73, that's less than Atlanta, right? Compared to 48 in 2019. Wow, that's still less than Atlanta. But the problem is all about population. The comparison of the population to the murder rate. I will tell you that 73 murders so far in 2020 compared to 48 in 2019 is a 65.75% increase. So if I'm a resident, okay, of Minnesota and Minneapolis, and I'm saying, wait a minute, you know what? You guys want to defund the police, yet crime's gone up. Okay, and murders alone have gone up 65.75%. Something's wrong. Either the politicians need to be elected out of office and get some people who are good with crime reform, or I need to get the hell out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, and move somewhere that's going to take care of my family and I and protect us. Okay, so again, for all of those politicians, you say, send the police to enforce Thanksgiving lockdowns. What you should do is lock down the crime rates in your city, especially the murder rates, okay? Like I said, if there's no crime, you don't need no cops. You don't need no law enforcement, okay? But if there's crime, and as you saw the statistics of those big major cities jumping up, the smallest one, I believe, if I go back, it was 24%. Let's see here. New York is 37.7% increase. Chicago, 53% increase. LA, 24.6% increase. Atlanta, 42% increase. And Minnesota, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 65.75% increase. So those are major increases, okay? In murder alone, I didn't go through all the other crimes. The other crimes are through the roof, okay? So this is murder alone. So before you send cops and stuff like that to worry about how many people, okay, are coming to my dinner table, remember those pictures in the media, okay? Because the saddest thing to watch is a news report where a child was needlessly killed during the holiday season. How many times do you see the news and you see 2-year-old shot in Brooklyn, 1-year-old shot in Chicago, LA, forget about it, you know what I'm saying? So think about it. And if you're in one of those cities with a lockdown, stand up, fight back, tell these people that you're not gonna deal with their garbage. All right, because until they get their murder rate and the rest of their crimes down, don't try to police my Thanksgiving. All right, I'll bring my family in, okay, and I'll have them sit with me and we'll have a good time and we'll join together, okay, because holidays are one of the heaviest times for mental health, okay, and if you're not there with your family and you're lonely and stuff like that, that makes it even worse. Okay, so don't try to control my Thanksgiving. Control the crime and the murder rate in your city. And once you get that taken care of, that we don't need any more law enforcement, we don't need any police, we don't need anything because we live in a beautiful utopia and everybody's good, then, okay, then and only then could you even think about controlling my Thanksgiving. But again, I got a thing called the Constitution, all right, and that gives me a permission slip to do my Thanksgiving. Again, record a live message in my message tab or message me on social media. How will you spend your Thanksgiving? And if it's good enough, I will put it on my next podcast. All right, everybody. I hope you enjoyed this topic. Hey, everybody. I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode of Geo's Passion. I appreciate everyone for listening and sharing this podcast with your friends, family, neighbors, coworkers, and your social media platform. You can find this podcast on Spotify, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Bullhorn, and Overcast. Just type in Geo's Passion and you'll see the Geo's Passion logo. If you know anyone who might be interested in being interviewed for their business or other fun things they do, definitely let me know. Feel free to DM me or leave comments on my social media pages of show ideas, how you're feeling, or just a topic you're interested in. That's why you, as my listeners, are so important. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, the Gram, Snapchat, Twitter, and my webpage, geospassion.com. Thanks for listening to Geo's Passion, where some of the names have been changed to protect the innocent and not so innocent. I'm Jack, I'm your host, and I'm out. Peace.